الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، نستمر في قراءتنا لرسالة أسئلة وأجوبة الصغار ولا يستغني عنها الكبار.
The Sheikh began by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sending citations and blessings upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He wanted to say to proceed, and he said, we are going to continue now reading through our book, Questions and Answers for the Youth, that elders are also in need of. On this visit that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make a blessed one, and to make this visit sincerely seeking His face. And the one visiting you and speaking to you is your brother Salim bin Sa'd al-Tawil, visiting from Kuwait. Visiting you all in the United States in the city of Chicago.
الجمعة السادس عشر من جماد الآخرة لعام 29400 الموافق اليوم العشرين من الشهر السادس لعام 28000.
And today is Friday, the day of Jumu'ah, and today is the 16th of Jumad al-Akhira in the year 1429 after the Hijra, coinciding with the 20th of June in the year 2008.
وقد وقفنا على السؤال السابع والأربعين.
And we have reached the 47th question.
وهو أكمل الحديث. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من صلى لله 12 ركعة تطوعا بنى الله الجواب بنى الله له بيتا في الجنة.
In the 47th
الحديث.
نعم. In the 47th question it states, complete the hadith. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم stated, whoever prays 12 units of prayer voluntarily, and the answer to this, Allah will build for him a house in Jannah, in the paradise.
هذا الحديث روته أم المؤمنين أم حبيبة رضي الله عنها عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال من صلى لله 12 ركعة تطوعا بنى الله له بيتا في الجنة رواه مسلم. سأقرأه ثلاث مرات.
نعم. And the Sheikh stated that this hadith here is on the authority of أم حبيبة, on the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, who said the hadith, whoever prays 12 units of prayer voluntarily, Allah will build him a house in the Jannah, in the paradise, and he's going to repeat this hadith three times now.
سأقرأ ثلاث مرات ثم نريد من الناس الجيدين أن يحفظوه ويقرأوه بعدي. عن أم حبيب. نعم.
He's going to repeat the hadith three times, and he wants some of the good brothers who memorize it well to repeat it back after him.
عن أم حبيبة رضي الله عنها عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال من صلى لله 12 ركعة تطوعا بنى الله له بيتا في الجنة رواه مسلم. عن أم حبيبة رضي الله عنها عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال من صلى لله 12 ركعة تطوعا بنى الله له بيتا في الجنة رواه مسلم. عن أم حبيبة رضي الله عنها عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال من صلى لله 12 ركعة تطوعا بنى الله له بيتا في الجنة رواه مسلم. من يقرأ الحديث؟ من
حفظه؟ نعم تفضل.
من صلى لله ما شاء الله. ما اسمك؟
وش اسمك؟
ما شاء الله عبد الكريم جيد.
ما شاء الله. جو
عبد جيد مثله.
Is another one that's good like him.
أبا همام. من صلى لله. من صلى لله 12 ركعة تطوعا. من اللي بنى له؟ بنى الله له بيتا في الجنة رواه مسلم. يعني نص قد.
That's all right.
يلا غيره. ها. رواه مسلم.
هذه الاثنى عشر ركعة تسمى الرواتب. And these 12 units of prayer, they're called the rawatib.
لذلك جاء الحديث الثاني السؤال الذي بعده 48 اذكر السنن الرواتب. اذكر السنن الرواتب.
And then it comes in the after this hadith and the following question, name for us what these sunan al-rawatib are.
المقصود بالرواتب يعني الصلاة النافلة المترتبة على الفروض الخمس متعلقة بها.
And the meaning of rawatib, they are the sunan, those voluntary prayers that a person prays before, after the obligatory prayers that are connected to them.
الظاهر من الحديث أن عدد هذه الركعات 12 ركعة.
And what's apparent from this hadith that these units of prayer, that they are 12.
الجواب ركعتان قبل الفجر، أربع ركعات قبل الظهر، ركعتان بعد الظهر، ركعتان بعد المغرب، ركعتان بعد العشاء.
And these 12 units of prayer, they are the 2 units of prayer before Fajr, the 4 units of prayer before Dhuhr, and the 4 units of prayer after Dhuhr, the 2 units of prayer after Maghrib, and the 2 units of prayer after Isha.
والذي ينبغي للمسلم أن يحافظ على هذه الرواتب.
And it is befitting for the Muslim that he preserves these rawatib.
فهي سنن مؤكدة، ومعنى مؤكدة أي واظب عليها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وحافظ عليها.
And
سنن مؤكدة.
نعم. And these sunan rawatib, they are like a sunnah muakkada, and these are those sunan that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم never left off.
والذي يجب على كل مسلم أن يخلص لله عز وجل.
And was obligatory upon every Muslim that he is sincere, that he has sincerity for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal.
لذلك قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من صلى لله يجب أن تكون الصلاة لله.
And for this reason, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, whoever prays him for Allah, it is obligatory that these prayers are done for the sake of Allah.
لا يصلي لكي يقال عنه قد صلى.
So he doesn't pray so that it can be said of him that he prayed.
وإنما يصلي لله عز وجل تقربا إلى الله.
But he prays for the sake of Allah, seeking nearness to Allah.
وقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم تطوعا أي أنها ليست فريضة ولكنها زيادة طاعة لله عز وجل.
And the meaning of this word تطوع is that it is something that is done voluntarily and it is not obligatory and it is something extra that a person is doing seeking nearness to Allah.
والذي يحافظ على التطوع من باب أولى سيحافظ على الفرائض.
And the person that preserves the voluntary prayers, then it's more likely that he's going to preserve the obligations as well.
كما أن الذي يترك المكروهات، والمكروهات هي التي تركها أولى من فعلها، فإنه أولى أن يترك المحرمات الواضحة.
Just like the individual who leaves off the makruhat, those things that are disliked, then it is more likely for him that he will also leave off those things that are haram, those things that are not permissible.
أما ركعتا الفجر فقد صح عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في صحيح مسلم.
As for the 2 units of prayer before Fajr, then it is authentically reported on the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم as has come in Sahih Muslim
أنه قال ركعتا الفجر خير من الدنيا وما فيها.
That he stated that the 2 units of Fajr, they are better than the dunya, the life of this world and all that is in it.
وكان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يدع ركعتا الفجر حتى في السفر.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he would never leave off these 2 units of prayer even when he was in a state of traveling.
لذلك ينبغي المسلم أن لا يفرط بركعتي الفجر.
And for this reason, it's befitting that the Muslim does not leave off these 2 units of prayer before Fajr.
إذا كان هذا شأن ركعتي الفجر التطوع السنة قبل صلاة الفجر فكيف بالفريضة فضلها أعظم عند الله عز وجل.
And if this is the case with the 2 units of prayer before صلاة الفجر, then how much more the Fajr prayer itself, how much worth does it have with Allah عز وجل.
وبالعموم أن الفرائض أفضل من النوافل.
And generally the obligations, they are more virtuous than those things that are done voluntarily.
والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول فيما يرويه عن ربه تبارك وتعالى أنه قال.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has stated on what he has conveyed on his Lord that he تعالى he Allah عز وجل has stated
وما تقرب إلي عبدي الله يقول في الحديث القدسي وما تقرب إلي عبدي بشيء أحب مما افترضته عليه.
In this hadith قدسي, Allah Ta'ala states that the servant doesn't come nearer to me with anything that is more beloved to me than that which I have obligated upon him.
وما زال يتقرب إلي بالنوافل حتى أحبه.
And he doesn't cease to come near to me with the voluntary acts until I love him.
فالفرائض أفضل وأحب إلى الله من النوافل.
So
النوافل سبب لمحبة الله عز وجل للعبد.
So the fara'id, those things that are obligatory, they are more virtuous and more beloved to Allah than the nawafil, than the voluntary acts. And then the person continues the voluntary acts until Allah loves him.
وقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم من صلى لله 12 ركعة ليس معناه أن يصلي مرة واحدة.
And the Prophet's statement here, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he states whoever prays 12 units of prayers here for Allah, it doesn't mean that he only does it one time.
كما وضحت ذلك رواية أخرى للحديث.
As it has been clarified in another narration of the hadith.
فقال من سابر أي صلى بمسابرة بمحافظة على 12 ركعة بنى الله له بيتا في الجنة.
And the narration it states that whoever prays them and like preserves them, does it over and over again with continuity, then Allah will build a house for him in Jannah.
ثم يصلي أربع ركعات قبل الظهر.
Then he prays four units of prayer before ظهر.
يصلي ركعتين ويسلم ثم يصلي ركعتين ويسلم.
He prays two units of prayer, then he makes تسليم. Prays two more units of prayer and makes تسليم.
ثم بعد أن يصلي الظهر يصلي ركعتين بعدها.
And then after completing صلاة الظهر, he then prays two units of prayer after it.
ولو صلى بعد الظهر أربعا فلا بأس فهذا قد جاءت أيضا فيها حديث.
And if he prays four units of prayer after the ظهر, then there's no problem with this, as it also comes in a hadith.
أما صلاة العصر فليس لها سنة راتبة.
As for صلاة العصر, it doesn't have the sunan ratiba connected to it.
لكن لو صلى قبل ركعتين أو أربع فهذا حسن.
But if he were to pray two or four units of prayer before, then this is hasan, this is good.
ثم يصلي ركعتين بعد المغرب وركعتين بعد العشاء.
And then he prays two units of prayer after maghrib and two units of prayers after isha.
هناك سنن أخرى للصلوات.
There are other sunan connected to the salawat.
كصلاة الضحى.
Such as Salat al-Duha,
Salat al-Witr,
the Witr prayer,
وقيام الليل,
and Tahajjud, standing praying at night,
وغير ذلك,
and other than that.
ولكن ننتقل الآن إلى السؤال 49. عرف الزكاة.
But now we're going to move on to the 49th question. Define al-Zakat.
الجواب هي حق واجب في مال مخصوص لطائفة مخصوصة في وقت مخصوص. خلينا أشرح هذا. حق واجب. الزكاة حق واجب, يعني حتى نفرقها بينها وبين الصدقة التطوع, فهي الزكاة حق واجب.
So the answer here is that the zakat, as you stated, is a حق واجب. It is an obligatory right, and the obligatory right here is what distinguishes it between that which is done voluntarily of giving sadaqah, charity, and the likes from this obligation.
في مال خاص, ليس كل مال تجب فيه الزكاة وإنما أموال مخصوصة.
And this is this right is over a specific portion of wealth, and it's not all types of wealth, but rather it's a specific type of wealth there that is paid with.
فالزكاة تجب في الذهب والفضة.
So zakat is obligatory to be paid on gold and silver.
وفي الأوراق النقدية لأنها بمنزلة الذهب والفضة.
And also in paper currency, since this also has the same level station as gold and silver.
وتكون في بهيمة الأنعام الإبل والبقر والغنم.
And it also is paid on livestock such as cows, sheep and camels, such as cows, sheep and camels.
وتكون في الزروع الزرع.
And it is also paid on crops.
وكذلك تكون في عروض التجارة, يعني البضائع التي معروضة للبيع والشراء. عروض التجارة البضائع التي تباع.
And it's also paid on one stock, the stock that one has that you have when you buy and sell products.
لكن لو كان عند الإنسان بيت,
but if a person if he has a house, but a person if he has a house,
أو عنده سيارة,
or he has a car,
أو عنده سيارات كبيرة يعمل عليها,
or he has a large vehicle that he works on,
أو عنده أثاث في بيته,
or he has furniture in his house,
فهذا لا زكاة عليه.
Then there's no zakat to be paid on this.
وإنما الزكاة في مال خاص, ليس في كل مال.
But the zakat is to be paid on specific types of wealth, not on all types of wealth and money.
كذلك لا بد أن يكون في مال قد بلغ النصاب.
And
this والنصاب حده الشارع, من بلغه وجبت فيه الزكاة, من لم يبلغه لا زكاة عليه.
And this zakat, the amount of wealth, it has to reach a certain level in order to pay. You have to have a certain amount of wealth in order to pay it. If you have more than that, you pay the zakat. If you have less than that, then you're not, it's not incumbent upon you to pay the zakat.
كذلك لابد أن يحول الحول على هذا المال وأنت تملكه وقد بلغ النصاب. يحول الحول يعني يدور عليه سنة كاملة.
So and likewise, a whole year has to pass while you have the amount necessary for you to pay the zakat on this wealth, this property.
فإذا كان المال أقل من النصاب أو لم يكمل وأنت تملكه سنة كاملة حول فلا زكاة عليه.
So if the amount of wealth that you have is less than this nisab, this mark here, or if you haven't possessed that thing for an entire year, then it's not obligatory upon you to pay the zakat.
ثم قال لطائفة مخصوصة أن يعطى لطائفة لأشخاص أو مصارف محدودة حددها الله عز وجل.
And it is, the zakat is paid to a specific group of people, a specific group of people that have been defined, specified by Allah عز وجل.
فهي للفقراء والمساكين.
So therefore the فقراء and the مساكين, the poor.
والمساكين أقل رتبة والفقراء أقل رتبة من المساكين.
And the فقراء, they're on a lower level than the مساكين in their poverty.
كذلك العاملين عليها الذين يعملون في جمع الزكاة وتوزيعها.
Likewise those people who work to gather the zakat of the people.
كذلك المؤلفة قلوبهم وهم الجدد في الإسلام أو الذين يعطون من الزكاة حتى يدخلوا في الإسلام.
And likewise the those people who the مؤلف قلوبهم, those people who their hearts are to come together, and these are the people who have recently embraced Islam, or the people that you desire for them to embrace Islam, to come to Islam.
وابن السبيل إنسان المسافر الذي انقطع واحتاج إلى الزكاة أيضا يعطى منها ابن السبيل يعني المسافر المنقطع.
And the traveler who in his travels he runs out of wealth on his travels, he's in need of it, this person can also be paid the zakat.
كذلك والغارمين الذين عليهم ديون عجزوا عن سدادها.
Likewise the people who have debts and they are unable to pay it, the zakat can also be paid to these people to help them pay their debts.
كذلك في الرقاب يعني يشترى بالزكاة مماليك ويعتقون لوجه الله تعالى أو يفكوا من الأسر.
Likewise the individuals who have slaves, the zakat can be paid in order to free these slaves.
كذلك تعطى في سبيل الله أي في الجهاد في سبيل الله.
And it is also paid في سبيل الله in the path of Allah, meaning to support jihad in the path of Allah.
الآن كم واحد ذكرنا؟
Now how many have we mentioned? How many different types?
الفقراء المساكين عامل عليها ابن السبيل المؤلف قلوبهم وفي الرقاب.
So we've mentioned the
في سبيل الله ثمانية.
We mentioned eight here, he states. We mentioned the fuqara and the masakeen, the people who their job is to gather the zakat.
Al-amilin, one. Al-amilin, the fuqara, one. Zakat al-masakeen. Al-amilin alayha. Al-sabil. Mu'allafa qulubuhum. Wa fi riqab wa fi sabil. La, hai, thamani. Na'am.
Tayyib.
The gharimin. Tayyib, thamani. Tayyib, haula asmuhu, usamma al-masarif al-zakat. Yani, liftaifa makhsusa. تعطى الزكاة.
So these are the specific people who the zakat is paid to them.
فلا تدفع الزكاة مثلا لبناء المساجد أو طباعة الكتب أو مثلا لطباعة المصاحف. لا تعطى الزكاة لذلك.
So the zakat is not paid for like those who are building a masjid, or for those who print books, or for those that who print the masahif, the copies of the Qurans and the likes.
في وقت مخصوص أي في العام كل سنة مرة واحدة تدفع الزكاة.
In a specific time period, meaning after one entire year has passed.
والزكاة ركن من أركان الإسلام.
And zakat, it is a pillar from the pillars of Islam.
قد قرنها الله عز وجل في الصلاة في مواضع كثيرة في كتابه.
And Allah عز وجل, He has mentioned this along with the salat in many places in His book.
وهي مع ذلك تزكية للنفوس.
And along with this, it is a purification of the souls.
وتأليف القلوب.
And it is something that unifies the hearts, brings them close together.
وتكافل وتكافؤ وتكاتف وتعاون بين الأغنياء والفقراء.
And in this, there is interaction and cooperation between the rich and the poor. Interaction between them.
والإنسان لا يزكي ولا يتصدق إلا لأنه مؤمن بأن الله سيعطيه خيرا مما أنفق.
And a person doesn't give zakat and give charity except that he believes in his heart that Allah is going to grant him success in that.
لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول الصدقة برهان أي دليل.
And because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he stated that the sadaqa is a burhan, the charity is a burhan, it's an evidence, a dalil.
دليل على ماذا؟
It's an evidence of what?
جرت العادة أن الذي يدفع شيء يأخذ مقابل منه أو مقابل له.
It's something that's well known, whoever... It's a custom, something that's well known. Whoever gives something, that he will receive something in return.
بينما الذي يتصدق أو يزكي لا يأخذ شيئا ينفق ولا يستلم شيئا بالمقابل.
So this person here, he, it's not is not the norm, or if he... No. So the person has given the zakat here, he gives and he's not really expecting anything back from anyone.
فَسَمَّاهَا النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهِ سَلَّمْ بُرْهَانًا أي دليل على إيمان العبد.
So the Prophet ﷺ, he's called a burhan, an evidence of the iman, of the faith of the person, of the servant.
فَلَوْلَا إِيمَانُهُ بِأَنَّهُ سَيَأْخُذْ أَضْعَاف مَا أَنْفَقْ لَمَا أَنْفَقَ هَذِي الزَّكَاةُ وَهَذِي الصَّدَقَةُ.
So the person didn't have any iman, he didn't have any faith that he was going to receive some reward for what he was doing and giving the zakat, then he wouldn't give the zakat, no reason to give it.
هَذِي نُبْذَةٌ يَسِيرَةٌ عَنِ الزَّكَاةِ.
So this is just a brief mention of the affairs of the zakat.
ننتقل إلى السؤال الخمسين. عرف الصيام.
We're going to move on to question number 50. Define for us siyam, fasting.
الجواب هو التعبد لله تعالى بالإمساك. الصيام عبادة الله عز وجل تمسك عن أشياء مخصوصة بالإمساك عن المفطرات من طلوع الفجر إلى غروب الشمس مع النية.
نعم. So the fasting here, it is to worship Allah the Exalted by abstaining from those things that will break one's fast from the interest of the Fajr prayer until the sun sets with or while having a niyyah, while having an intention for it.
وهذه المفطرات قد ذكرت في كتب الفقه.
And these things that break the fast, they are mentioned in the books of fiqh.
وهي الطعام والشراب.
And it is food and drink.
وما كان في حكم الطعام والشراب كالإبرة المغذية مثلا.
And anything that takes the ruling of food and drink, like a person who has to take an injection by needle.
والجماع, جماع الزوجة.
And relations with one's wife.
والقي المتعمد, استفراغ ما في المعدة تعمدا.
And the person who vomits intentionally, purposely.
هناك أمور مختلف فيها مثلا كالحجامة.
And there are some affairs that the scholars have different concerning it, such as the hijama.
والمقصود أن الصوم هو أن تمسك عن هذه المفطرات.
And the intent here is that fasting is to abstain from these things that break one's fast.
تعبدا لله عز وجل.
A worship, using that as an act of worship for Allah Azza wa Jal.
من طلوع الفجر إلى غروب الشمس.
From the time that the Fajr prayer enters until the sun sets.
وأن تكون ناويا الصوم. الصوم النية شرط لصحة الأعمال.
And you have to intend to do this fast since the intentions are conditions of actions.
والصوم ركن من أركان الإسلام.
And fasting, it is a pillar from the pillars of Islam.
فرضه الله عز وجل على القادر. فرضه الله عز وجل على القادر على الصوم.
نعم. So Allah عز وجل, He is pleased with the one who has the ability to fast.
فمن كان مريضا أو على سفر فله أن يفطر ويقضي هذه الأيام.
So the person that is sick, he has ability to break his fast during these days.
ومن عجز عن الصوم أطعم عن كل يوم مسكينا.
And whoever doesn't have the ability to fast, then for every one day he feeds a poor person.
وهذا الصوم فضله عظيم عند الله عز وجل.
And this fasting station is magnificent with Allah عز وجل.
حتى قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم,
to the point that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated,
فيما يرويه عن الله عز وجل أنه قال,
and what he is conveying on Allah عز وجل that he stated,
كل عمل ابن آدم له الحسن بعشر أمثالها.
Every deed of the sons of Adam, it is multiplied by 10 times its like.
قال إلا الصوم فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به.
He said, except for fasting, since it is for me, and I will reward for that.
بمعنى أنه لم يحدد كم أجره.
Meaning that he didn't define exactly how much the reward is for it.
لكن أكرم الأكرمين يقول أن أجره عندي.
But now he's stating here that those that are close in, because of fasting, he's going to reward. He's going to give the reward for this.
فكم سيعطي؟
So how many will he give?
لا نعلم.
We don't know.
لم يحدد الله عز وجل كم سيعطي الصائم.
Allah عز وجل, He didn't specifically define how much reward a person will get for fasting.
حتى يتوقع الذهن كل شيء.
So that it can be planted in the minds, in everything, every type of reward.
والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول الصوم جنة أي وقاية من فعل المعاصي.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he has stated that the fasting, it is a junnah, like a barrier or a safeguard from sins.
فإذا كان صوم يوم أحدكم فلا يرفث ولا يفسق أي لا يقرب من زوجته ولا يفسق لا يفعل المعاصي.
So the person that is fasting, he doesn't have relations with his wife, nor does he fall into sin during this time period.
فإن سابه أحد أو شتمه فليقل إني صائم إني صائم يذكر نفسه ويذكر ذاك المعتدي أنني صائم.
And if a person is fasting and someone tries to argue with him or rebound, speak to him in a not so nice way, then he tells himself, reminds himself and the person he's speaking with that I'm fasting.
ثم يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لخلوف فم الصائم أطيب عند الله من ريح المسك. يعني رائحة الفم عندما تخلو المعدة من الطعام تخرج من رائحة كريهة. هذه عند الله أطيب من رائحة المسك.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he is mentioned here that the breath of the person that is fasting, perhaps the ill stench of it, is more beloved to Allah than musk.
السبب لأنها أثر طاعة لله عز وجل.
And the reason for this is that it is because of the effects of doing an act of worship for the sake of Allah عز وجل.
نظير هذا مثل هذا الشهيد يأتي يوم القيامة بدمه. اللون لون دم والريح ريح مسك.
And this is similar to the shaheed, to the martyr, where he will come to Allah Azza wa Jal, and in his blood, his dimahu,
lawn lawn dam, warihu rih al misk.
The color of his blood and the fragrance of it will be like the fragrance of musk.
كذلك الحجاج يأتون يوم عرفة شعثا غبرا أي شعورهم منتسرة ولون وعليه الغبار.
And likewise, the hujjaj, when they come on the day of Arafah, and their clothing is tattered and their hair is disheveled.
يباهي الله عز وجل الملائكة يقول انظروا هؤلاء عبادي أتوني شعثا غبرا قد غفرت لهم.
And Allah عز وجل, he mentions to the angels here, he says, look at my servants here, where they've come to me for my sake, and their clothes are tattered and their hair is disheveled.
فهم ليسوا على هيئة حسنة.
So they don't look like they're in a good fashion, like the proportion was taking care of themselves well.
ولكن هم في طاعة لله عز وجل فيباهي بهم الله الملائكة يقول انظروا إلى عبادي هؤلاء.
But they are upon obedience to Allah عز وجل. So Allah عز وجل is boasting with the angels here, saying, look at my servants, what they're doing for the sake of Allah عز وجل.
وهكذا الصوم تخرج من الفم رائحة كريهة ولكن هي عند الله أطيب من المسك.
So likewise, the person that is fasting, he may have this odor coming from his breath, but the smell of it with Allah is better than musk.
ما المقصود من الصوم؟ لماذا فرض الله علينا الصوم؟
So what is the purpose of fasting here? Why did Allah obligate fasting upon us?
هل لتريح المعدة؟ لراحة للمعدة؟
Is it so that we can rest our stomachs?
هل حتى نشعر بالفقراء الذين طعم عندهم؟
Is it so that we can feel the same thing that the poor feel؟
أم لأشياء أخرى يذكرها بعض الناس؟
Or is it some other things that some of the people mention؟
الحقيقة الذي ذكره الله عز وجل أهم من هذا كله.
And the reality is that Allah عز وجل has mentioned something that is more important than all these things.
التقوى لله عز وجل.
It is for taqwa, for the fear of Allah, piety of Allah عز وجل.
يقول الله يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم. يعني فرض عليكم الصيام كما فرض على الذين قبلكم.
Allah عز وجل, he says, oh you who possess iman, the fasting has been prescribed for you, meaning it has been obligated upon you, this it has been obligated upon those before you, so that you can all have the taqwa of Allah.
لعلكم تتقون أي لكي تنالوا التقوى.
So that all of you can be from the pious, taqwa, so that you can acquire this taqwa of Allah عز وجل.
وهذه الآية فيها فوائد.
And this verse, it has benefits in it.
فأولا قال الله عز يا أيها الذين آمنوا مما يدل على أن ما سيأمر به هو من الإيمان.
And here in this verse, Allah says, oh you who believe, meaning that whoever does what is ordered with here, this is a sign that he has iman in Allah عز وجل.
قال كتب عليكم الصيام والذي كتبه هو الله تبارك وتعالى.
And he states here that the fasting has been prescribed for you, and the one who has prescribed it is Allah عز وجل.
إذن الفائدة الأولى بأن الصوم من الإيمان.
So the first benefit here is that fasting is from iman.
الفائدة الثانية بأن الله كتب الصوم.
And the second benefit is that Allah has prescribed fasting.
فهو ليس من العادات والتقاليد.
So it's not something that's just from the customs of the people and the customs and conditions of the people, traditions of the people.
وليس فترة إجازة وراحة.
And it's not just like the person is taking a break and taking it easy.
وإنما فرضه الله عز وجل.
But it is something that Allah عز وجل has obligated.
ثم قال كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم.
Then he stated just as it has been prescribed to those before you.
يستفاد من قوله تعالى كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم فائدتين.
And there are two benefits that can be extracted from Allah's statement, just as it has been prescribed upon those before you.
نستفيد من قوله تعالى كما كتب على قبلكم فائدتين. الفائدة الأولى.
So we extract two benefits from Allah Ta'ala mentioning, just as it has been prescribed upon those before you. The first benefit.
الفائدة الأولى أن الصوم له أهمية عند الله عز وجل. بدليل أنه كتب على الأمة السابقة وكتب على هذه الأمة، ما زال الله يحب هذا العبادة ولها أهميتها وفضلها عند الله عز وجل.
So this fasting, it has that has been prescribed upon those who were before us. This is an evidence here that it has high importance with Allah Azza wa Jalla. It has virtue and it's something that He loves to the point that it was with those in the past and He kept it all the way to our ummah with us.
الفائدة الثانية.
The second benefit.
تخفيفا على الناس قال الله عز وجل كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم. تخفيفا على المؤمنين قال إنها الفريضة لستم أنتم فقط قد كلفتكم بها وقد كلفتوا بها الذين من قبلكم.
To lighten the burden upon the servants so that they realize that it's not only them who has been prescribed upon, but also it has been prescribed upon those before them as well.
ومعلوم أن الإنسان إذا رأى أن تكليف جاء على الجميع فإنه أخف على نفسه.
And it is something that is known that if a person sees that everyone has the same responsibility as him, then it becomes easier for him to carry this act out.
فلو كان الأب يكلف أحد الأبناء ويريح الآخرين لوجد في نفسه لماذا أنا فقط الذي أكلف.
So if the servant here was given a specific responsibility and it wasn't given to others amongst his children, for example, then the person will say, why is it I have this responsibility and no one else does?
ولو أن صاحب العمل كلف واحد من العمال وريح الآخرين لوجد في نفسه لماذا يكلفنا أنا أكثر من غيرهم.
And if a person who is working, if he is given some type of work different from the rest or more than the rest, he will say, why is it that I have to do this work and the rest, they're not getting the same work that I'm getting.
أما إذا وجد الإنسان أن التكليف على الكل فإنه يخف عليه ويهون عليه.
But rather, when the person sees that everyone has the same responsibility as him, it is something that makes it lighter and easier for him to do.
فالله عز وجل يقول لهذه الأمة لستم أنتم فقط الذين كتبت عليكم الصيام قد كتبت على الذين من قبلكم أنتم وغيركم.
So Allah Azza wa Jal, He is stating here that it is not only you and this ummah who this fasting has been obligated upon, but it's also been obligated upon those before you. Others have had the same responsibility.
بقي من فوائد هذه الآية.
The only thing remaining now from the benefits of this verse.
الحكمة من كتابة وفرض الصوم قال لعلكم تتقون. أي لكي تنالوا التقوى.
The wisdom behind this fasting being prescribed for us and being obligated upon us, and it is taqwa, so that we can ascertain and achieve taqwa, fear of Allah, piety.
هذه الآية يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون فيها فوائد. من يذكر لنا فيها فائدة واحدة مما ذكرناه.
So this verse, O you who believe, certainly fasting has been prescribed upon you just as it has been prescribed upon those before you, so that perhaps you all could ascertain taqwa. The Shaykh is now asking who can mention some of the benefits from this verse now.
هل أعيد الفوائد؟
See, do I need to repeat to repeat the benefits?
طيب أعيدها.
He says he's going to repeat it.
التكرار يفهم الشطار.
التكرار
يفهم الشطار.
The الشطار.
التكرار يفهم الشطار.
التكرار. So repeating something, it increases the understanding of those who have intellect, who are smart.
الفائدة الأولى أن الصيام من الإيمان. إن الله يقول يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام.
So the first benefit here is that those who fast, they have iman. Since Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, O you who believe, fasting has been prescribed upon.
الفائدة الثانية أن الصوم كتبه الله ليس من العادات والتقاليد بل هو فريضة من الله فرضه على عباده.
And the second benefit here is that fasting has been prescribed by Allah. It's not something that's just from the customs and traditions of the people.
الفائدة الثالثة أهمية الصيام بدليل أن الله كتب على الأمم السابقة وعلى هذه الأمة فالله يحب هذه العبادة ومهمة ولذا كتبه على الأولين وعلى الآخرين.
And the third benefit here is that fasting is something that is highly important with Allah and has virtue with Allah to the point that He prescribed it upon those that before us just as us because this, it is something that has high importance with Him.
الفائدة الرابعة يهون الله على المؤمنين يقول لست أنتم فقط كلفتكم بالصوم حتى الذين قبلكم قد كلفتوا الجميع بالصوم.
And the fourth benefit here is that Allah Azza wa Jalla is seeking to make this something that is easy for the believers, telling them that you are not the only ones who have to fast, who this is obligatory upon, but it's also those before you that did it as well, to make it easier for everyone.
الفائدة الخامسة أن المقصود من الصوم التقوى قال لعلكم تتقون أي لكي تتقوا الله عز وجل بهذا الصوم.
And the fifth benefit that can be extracted here is the taqwa of Allah, so that we can ascertain the taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jalla through fasting.
هذه خمس فوائد في هذه الآية يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. من يذكر لنا فائدة؟
So these are five benefits that can be extracted from this verse. O you who believe, fasting has been prescribed upon you, just as it has been prescribed upon those before you, so that perhaps all of you can ascertain taqwa. Who now can recall back to us the benefits of this verse?
ليست فائدة زيادة عما ذكرت.
Not something more than what he mentioned, or outside of what he mentioned.
إذا في زيادة طيب نستفيد.
If there's something extra that someone else can mention, then we can take benefit from that.
He's
not
going
to ask you about something else other than what he mentioned. If there is some other benefit, yes, we'll take benefit from it. But he's asking about the benefits that he just recalled to you here and now. Who here is ready, even if it's one benefit that they can recall back to it now?
Another person. أن الصوم من الإيمان.
Psalm is from Iman. Fasting is from Iman. Faith.
It's highly important to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
نعم. له هم عند الله تعالى.
لا مهم عند الله عز وجل بدليل أنه كتبه على الأولين وعلى السابقين واللاحق.
نعم. So it has high importance with Allah عز وجل with the evidence that has been described upon those before us as well as us.
نعم.
تخفيف.
نعم. نعم يهونه على المؤمنين فيقول لستم فقط كتبت عليكم بل كتبت على الأمم السابقة أيضا.
نعم it's been described upon not just us but those from previous nations as well.
نعم.
نعم. حتى ينال على التقوى.
نعم. المراد من هو المقصود منه تقوى الله قال لعلكم تتقون.
نعم that the purpose behind this is to ascertain the taqwa of Allah and here he says so that perhaps all of you could obtain taqwa.
طيب. السؤال 51
the 51st question
أكمل الحديث قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام رمضان الجواب إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه رواه البخاري ومسلم من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه فنشرح الحديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا يصوم رمضان مؤمن بأن الله قد شرعه له وأمره به ومحتسبا يريد الأجر والثواب من الله عز وجل لا يريد أن يمدحه الناس أو أن يفعل عادة كما يفعل الناس وإنما محتسب الأجر من الله عز وجل فضل ذلك ماذا يحصل له إذا صام إيمانا واحتسابا قال غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه
طيب so in this hadith here that is in Bukhari and Muslim on the authority of Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he states whoever fasts Ramadan having Iman having faith meaning that he believes that this is something that's been legislated by Allah Azza wa Jal, and he does so anticipating the reward from Allah Azza wa Jal. The reward for this, that which we get in return for this, is that Allah will forgive him of his previous sins.
هذا الحديث سأقرأه ثلاث مرات ثم أطلب من بعضكم أن يقرأه بعد حفظا.
This hadith, he's going to repeat it to you three times, and he's going to request of you all, one of you, to repeat it back from his memory.
عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه رواه البخاري ومسلم عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه رواه البخاري ومسلم عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه رواه البخاري ومسلم من يقرأ الحديث
So who's going to repeat this hadith to us read it to us
نعم تفضل
من صام رمضان
غفر وما بس ما غفر ما تقدم من ذنبه رواه البخاري ومسلم حفظت الآن أم تحفظه من قبل من قبل ها طيب
so did you memorize now from before
طيب
from before.
نعم تفضل
نعم
قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا فغفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. رواه
البخاري ومسلم. طيب من يحفظ الحديث ايضا؟
So who else here memorized the hadith?
أبا عادل.
أبو عادل.
يقول غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه وما تأخر. هذا خطأ. رواه البخاري ومسلم. أخطاء كثيرة يا أبو عادل. طيب الآن سؤال عند أبي عادل. ما معنى غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه؟
His question for Abu Adil now.
ما تقدم.
What does it mean that whatever has preceded of a person's sins? What does that mean?
يعني ما تقدم يعني الذنوب التي مضت أما الذنوب التي ستأتي. ما تقدم.
Does it mean
تقدم؟ هل معنى تقدم التي مضت ولا التي ستأتي؟ خدعتك يا أبا عادل فخدعته. قل لقد خدعتك يا أبا عادل فخدعته. قل خدعتك يا أبا عادل فخدعته.
خدعت يعني
ها ها
he tricked you.
نعم.
He said that he tricked you Abu Adil.
قلت لك ما تقدم.
He said what is he said
أشرت لك إشارة هكذا.
So you understood that it's going to be the sins from before.
لا المقصود ما تقدم يعني الذنوب التي مضت.
So the intent with the word قد تقدم here the sins that have preceded, the ones that have already passed, we've already done them.
والآن لنعلم فائدة.
So now we're going to we know a benefit from this. Learn a benefit from this.
أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم
اسمع يا أبا عادل لو كنت تعرف الفائدة ما أخطأت. اسمع هذا الفائدة.
I'm saying listen to this benefit so that if you listen to it that you won't make the error.
الفائدة أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
the benefit is that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم
خاصة
specifically
هو الذي غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه وما تأخر.
He is the one specifically who is past and future sins have been forgiven.
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أكرمه الله فهذه خاصة له. قد غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه وما تأخر.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم Allah has honored him, deemed him to be noble. So because of this, he forgave his past and future sins.
قال جل وعلا إنا فتحنا لك فتحا مبينا. يغفر لك الله ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر.
And he stated in his book that certainly we will grant you a clear manifest victory, and we have forgiven for you your past and future sins.
فما المقصود يا أبا عادل؟ إن فتحنا لك فتحا مبينا. ما المراد بالفتح؟
So here in this verse was the intent with certainly we have given you a clear manifest victory.
ما المراد بالفتح؟ فتح مكة. فتح مكة فتح صدره.
صلح الحديبية.
صلح الحديبية المترجم عرفه. المراد إنا فتحنا لك فتحا مبينا أي صلح الحديبية.
So the intent here with Allah saying that we will grant you a clear manifest victory, the intent by this is the Sulh of Hudaybiyah, the treaty of Hudaybiyah.
والحديبيه منطقه قريبه من مكه.
And Hudaybiyah is an area region that's close to Mecca.
خرج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من المدينه الى العمره الى مكه ليعتمر فاعترضه هناك المشركون.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he left Medina to go to Mecca to make umrah, and in this area here is where the people prevented him from going to Mecca.
وعقد معهم صلحا.
And they entered into a treaty with one another.
لمدة عشر سنوات تتوقف الحرب بينهم.
That for 10 years that they will stop fighting between them.
وأن هذا العام ما يعتمر النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. يرجع ويأتي العام القادم ويسمع له بالعمرة.
And in this year he won't be able to make the umrah, but he will have to wait for a year, then he can come back and make the umrah.
وأن الذي يرتد من المسلمين فيما لو ارتد أحد يقبله المشركون قريش، لكن من أسلم من قريش لا يقبله النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. هذا من شروط الصلح. أن من ارتد من المسلمين ودخل عند قريش يقبلونه، أما من أسلم من قريش يذهب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يقبله.
طيب, that the people who apostated, people who apostated and went back to the Quraysh, they could go back to the Quraysh. But the people from the Quraysh who embraced Islam, they will be to be turned back to the Quraysh.
فكان هذا فتح للمسلمين.
So this was a victory for the Muslims.
استطاعوا توقيف الحرب. استطاع يوقف الحرب مع مشركي قريش.
نعم, to stop the warring, the war with the Quraysh, fighting with the Quraysh.
حتى يتفرغوا للدعوة إلى الله عز وجل.
So that they can open up the way to give da'wah for the sake of Allah عز وجل.
حتى يكون المجتمع الإسلامي في المدينة.
So that an Islamic society can be established in Medina.
كان فتحا عظيما للمسلمين.
This was a astonishing, stupendous victory for the Muslims.
فيذكر الله منته ونعمته على نبيه فيقول إن فتحنا لك فتحا مبينا واضحا.
So Allah has mentioned his blessing here and his bounty that he bestowed upon his prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he stated that surely we have granted you a manifest victory.
ليغفر الله لك ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر. فهذا خاص للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And Allah عز وجل, He forgave the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم for his past and future sins, and this is something that is specific for the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وهذا الحديث, من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم, أي ما مضى من الذنوب.
And this hadith here, whoever fasts with iman, faith, anticipating his reward, he will be forgiven of what has تقدم from his sins, meaning what is مضى, that is already preceded, that's already passed.
السؤال الثاني والخمسين, عرف الحج.
The 52nd question here, define Hajj.
الحج هو التعبد لله تعالى بقصد بيته الحرام لأعمال مخصوصة في زمن مخصوص.
So the answer here is, it is a worship for the sake of Allah Ta'ala with the intent of going to the sacred house in order to perform specific actions during a specific time period.
حج للشيء قصده.
If you make Hajj to a thing, that means you're intended to, you're going towards it.
والحج شرعا قصد بيت الله الحرام الكعبة.
And the legislated Hajj means that you're going specifically to the house of Allah, the Kaaba.
لأعمال مخصوصة, إحرام, طواف, سعي, وقوف بعرفة, أعمال مخصوصة.
To perform specific actions there, such as going to a state of Ihram and making Tawaf and the Sa'i, running back and forth, and the Safa Marwa and the day of Arafah and the likes of these things.
في زمن مخصوص, لأن الله يقول الحج أشهر معلومات.
And this is for a specific time period, for Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned that this occurs during well-known months.
وأشهر الحج هي شوال وذي القعدة وذي الحجة.
And these months that are meant here are شوال, ذو القعدة, and ذو الحجة.
فرض الله الحج على كل مسلم مرة في العمر.
Allah Azza wa Jalla, He's obligated this upon every Muslim to perform one time in his life.
ولمن استطاع عليه سبيلا, من لم يستطع فليس عليه حج.
Whoever has the ability to do that. So whoever doesn't have the ability to do that, then he's pardoned.
وهو من أجل العبادات لله تبارك وتعالى.
And it is one of the most noble acts to do for the sake of Allah Ta'ala.
والحج ركن من أركان الإسلام.
And Hajj is a pillar from the pillars of Islam.
وهو من علامات الإسلام.
And it is from the علامات, the symbols of Islam.
لما قال الله تبارك وتعالى,
when Allah تبارك وتعالى stated,
ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا,
whoever desires religion other than Islam,
قال بعض أهل الكتاب نحن مسلمون.
Some of the people of the أهل الكتاب, some of the people of the book, they said that we're Muslims.
لأن الإسلام الاستسلام, فقال نحن مستسلمين لله عز وجل فنحن مسلمون.
Because they said Islam means to submit, so we have submitted, so we're Muslims.
فقال الله عز وجل ولله على الناس حج البيت.
So then Allah عز وجل, He said it is a right of Allah over the people to make Hajj to His house.
فقالوا لا نحج.
And then He said we won't make Hajj.
فقال الله عز وجل ومن كفر فإن الله غني عن العالمين.
And then Allah عز وجل has stated that whoever disbelieved, then Allah is in no need of all in existence.
فمن أنكر الحج فقد كفر بالله عز وجل.
So whoever denies the Hajj or disbelieves in the Hajj, if you will, then this person
فقد كفر بالله.
This person has disbelieved in Allah عز وجل.
وقبل أيام,
and some days ago, some time ago,
أحد الناس في وسائل الإعلام,
One of the people في
وسائل الإعلام,
in the media,
قال لماذا المسلمون أو لماذا المسلمون يمنعون غير المسلمين الحج لماذا يمنعونهم
and this this person in the media here is saying why do the Muslims prevent people that are non-Muslims from performing the Hajj
فإن الله جعل الحج لجميع الناس
since Allah has made Hajj for all the people
والله يقول ولله على الناس لم يقل للمسلمين ولم يقل للعرب
and Allah states here that it is a right of Allah over the people and he didn't say just the Muslims
ويقول وإذ جعلنا البيت مثابة للناس لم يقل للعرب ولم يقل للمسلمين قال أنه مرجع يأوي إليه الناس ولم يقل العرب ولم يقل المسلمين
ثابتا
يعني يرجعون إليه ويذهبون إليه
and he that he made this house a place to go to for the people and he didn't specifically say the Muslims
فأثار مثل هذه المسألة
so the
أثارها أثارها
so the investigator this so the investigation of this issue huh So this person instigated this issue.
فما الجواب على هذا؟
So how do we respond to this? How do we rebut to this?
نقول إن الله عز وجل يقول إنما المشركون نجس فلا يقربوا المسجد الحرام بعد عام ماذا؟
Allah عز وجل he stated that the mushrikeen that they are najis so they are not to enter into Mecca to this house after this time.
فالله تبارك وتعالى نعم جاء فرض الحج على الناس.
So yes, Allah Ta'ala, He has made the Hajj for the people.
وكل الناس لهم الحق يحجوا ويذهبوا إلى بيت الله الحرام.
And everyone has a right themselves that they can go to the house and make the Hajj for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla.
لكن هذا الحج يشترط له شرط وهو الإسلام.
But this Hajj has a condition to it. The condition is Islam.
فالمسلمون لم يمنعوا أحدا.
So the Muslims don't prevent anyone.
لا عربا ولا عجما.
Either they don't prevent the Arab or the non-Arab.
ولكن هناك شروط لكي يذهب الإنسان للحج.
But there are conditions so that a person has to fulfill so that he can perform the Hajj.
كما لو أراد أحد أن يدخل المسجد.
Just as the person who wants to come into the masjid.
هل نمنعه من دخول المسجد?
Is this person prevented from coming into the masjid?
ولكن إذا كان يعني في جسده أو في ملابسه أوساخ توسخ المسجد.
But if he has some filth on his clothing that's going to make the masjid dirty.
وأراد أن يدخل
and he wants to come in
فإن نقول له ادخل ولكن بالأول نظف نفسك ثم ادخل
and we say to him you can come in but before you come in you have to clean yourself
والمشركون نجس يقول الله عنهم
and the mushrikun they're najis Allah states about them that they're impure
ومن شرط دخولهم البيت الحرام
and from the conditions of them coming to the house the sacred house
أن يتطهروا ثم يسمح لهم بالدخول
is to purify themselves and then they will be permitted to enter
يتطهرون من ماذا
They purifying themselves from what?
من الشرك.
From shirk.
فيسلمون يعلون إسلامهم ثم يسمح لهم بالدخول.
So they enter into Islam and then after that they'll be permitted to enter.
فهم لم يمنعوا.
So they're not prevented.
إلا لأنهم أخلوا بشرط الدخول وهو الإسلام. أسلم وتفضل.
Except that they have to fulfill the condition first. They embrace Islam and then we say تفضل come on you can come.
والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول في فضل الحج
and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated concerning the virtues of Hajj
ما جاء في السؤال 53
is what comes in the 53rd question
قال أكمل الحديث قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من حج لله ولم يرفث ولم يفسق الجواب رجع من ذنبه كيوم ولدته أمه رواه البخاري من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه من حج لله يجب أن يكون الحج لله
نعم so here يعني كل شيء
لا بس من حج لله
طيب so here in this hadith the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says whoever makes hajj for the sake of Allah meaning that hajj has to be done with ikhlas for the sake of Allah عز وجل
عرفنا ما معنى حج
we know what the meaning of to make hajj is
وهو أن يقصد بيت الله الحرام
is to intend to go to the sacred house of Allah
لأعمال مخصوصة
to perform specific actions
في زمن مخصوص
in a specific time period
يجب أن يكون هذا الحج لله
It is obligatory for this Hajj to be done for the sake of Allah.
يبتغي به وجه الله تبارك وتعالى.
And he desires with it, he's seeking the face of Allah تبارك وتعالى.
لا كي يقال عنه الحاج فلان ابن فلان.
But he doesn't do it so that it can be said of him that his name is now الحاج so and so so and so.
وإنما يريد بحجه وجه الله تعالى.
But that the reason why he is performing this Hajj, he's doing it for the sake of Allah جل وعلا.
ولم يرفث الرفث مقدمات الجماع جماع الزوجة.
And he doesn't while he's making this Hajj, he doesn't have sexual relations with his spouse.
فالحاج أثناء إحرامه لا يجامع زوجته ولا يعمل مقدمات الجماع.
So once he enters into a state of ihram, he doesn't have relations with his wife, nor does he do the things that lead up to relations with his wife.
ولم يفسق الفسق الخروج عن طاعة الله بفعل المعاصي.
And nor does he commit fisq. And this fisq here are those things that are sins. ما جزاؤه؟
What's the reward that it's recompense that he's going to get for this? His reward.
رجع من ذنبه كيوم ولدته أمه. أي كالطفل الذي لا ذنب عليه.
He's going to return back from his sins like the day that he was born out of his mother, like the child when he's born, he has no sins on him.
وما أجمل هذا؟
And what is more beautiful than this?
أن يرجع الإنسان من ذنوبه.
That the sins of the person they remove from him.
صحيفة الذنوب عنده صافية تمحى كلها.
So that everything is clear, his slate is cleared.
كأنه طفل.
Just as he is a baby.
ما أجمل هذا وما أعظمه.
So what is more great and what is more beautiful than this?
وتأملوا كيف نوع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الأسلوب بين الصوم والحج.
And look at the ponder and reflect upon the usloob, the style the Prophet ﷺ has stated here between fasting and Hajj.
فالصوم قال غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه.
So in fasting here, the Prophet ﷺ stated that all one's previous sins will be forgiven.
وفي الحج قال رجع من ذنبه كيوم ولدته أمه.
And during the Hajj, the Prophet ﷺ stated that he will return back from his sins like the day that he was born out of his mother's womb.
هل عرفتم ما معنى كيوم ولدته أمه؟
Do you know what this means? Like the day when you were born from your mother's womb?
لأن الطفل عندما تلده أمه.
Because the child when it's born from his mother.
صحيفته التي تكتب في السيئات نظيفة.
And his slate that his bad deeds will be written on is clear.
مولود جديد.
It's not
حتى ها ترجمها. مولود جديد.
A person that is just the person that is a newborn.
لم يظلم أحدا.
لم
يظلم أحدا.
He hasn't oppressed anyone.
لم يغتب أحدا.
He didn't backbite anyone.
لم يشتم أحدا.
He didn't revile anyone.
لم يأكل حراما.
He didn't take from the haram.
لم ينظر إلى حرام.
He didn't look at the haram.
لم يتكلم بالباطل.
He didn't speak with falsehood.
ما ترك صلاة.
He didn't abandon the salah.
ما عاق أمه ولا أباه.
He didn't disobey his mother and his father.
صفحة بيضاء صافية.
His slate is white, pure and clear.
ما أجمل هذا لو حج المسلم إلى الله عز وجل وراجع من ذنوبه كيوم ولدته أمه.
So what is more beautiful than this? The person that he comes back from Hajj and his sins is like the day that he was born out of his mother's womb.
يقول القائل ليتني طفل ليتني كنت طفلا لا أكبر أبدا.
The person who says I wish I was a child and I would never grow up.
لماذا؟
Why?
يقول لا أظلم أحدا لا أعرف الحقدة ولا أظلم أحدا.
Because this person he's never oppressed anyone or done bad to anyone before.
الطفل لا يعرف الحقد ولا يحقد على أحد.
The child doesn't know الحقد. There's no hatred in the likes of these things.
يلعب مع طفل آخر.
He goes to another child.
فيضربه.
And hits him.
فيبكي.
And cries.
فيلبس قليلا.
He stays for a little while.
فيرجع يلعب معه مرة أخرى.
Then he goes back to him another time.
بينما الكبار.
As for adults.
لو سمع كلمة.
If he just hears a word.
قاطع أخاه سنة.
قاطع
أخاه سنة.
نعم, that was his brother for a long period of time.
إذا سمع كلمتين.
So if he hears two words.
قاطع سنتين.
he cuts him off. Cuts him off for 2 years.
مم يقطع راسه.
لا يعني ما هي كلمة.
حتى أبحث أنا كلمة على مستوى. أبحث عن كلمات.
فالطفل لا يحقد.
So the child, he doesn't hate.
وليس له ذنوب.
He doesn't have sins.
فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في هذا الأسلوب العجيب.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in this amazing style of his.
يرغب بالحج إلى الله عز وجل لبيت الله طاعة لله.
He encourages the people to make Hajj to the sacred house for the sake of Allah عز وجل.
بأنه إذا حج ولم يرفض ولم يفسق.
We hear with a person who makes Hajj and doesn't have sexual relations, nor does he commit sins.
رجع من ذنبه كيوم ولدته أمه.
He returns back from his sins like the day that he was born out of his mother's womb.
الآن في هذه الرسالة.
And now in this
treatise. في الكلام على الإسلام وأركانه.
And now in this treatise we have completed the mention of the five pillars of Islam.
الآن ننتقل إلى الإيمان.
Now we're going to move on to إيمان, faith.
السؤال ما أركان الإيمان.
The question here, what are the pillars of إيمان?
قلنا الركن هو الذي يقام عليه غيره والأساس الذي يقوم عليه غيره.
And we stated that a pillar, it is the foundation that other than it is built on it.
وللإيمان ستة أركان.
And إيمان, faith, it has six pillars.
بينها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has clarified, explained them.
كما في حديث جبريل.
As has come in the hadith of Jibril.
لما جاء إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على هيئة رجل.
When he came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the form of a man.
شديد بياض الثياب.
His thobe was extremely white.
شديد سواد الشعر.
His hair was extremely black.
لا يرى عليه أثر السفر. ليس شكله يعني مسافر.
The signs of travel were not seen upon him.
وليس يعرفه أحد من الحاضرين.
And the people that were present, none of them recognized him.
فأخذ يسأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أسئلة.
So then he began asking the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم questions.
والصحابة يسمعون ويتعلمون.
And the companions, the Sahaba, they were listening and learning.
فقال أخبرني يا محمد أخبرني ما الإسلام.
So he said, inform me, O Muhammad, inform me of what Islam is.
فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الإسلام أن تشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he stated that Islam is to bear witness that لا إله إلا الله and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah.
وتقيم الصلاة وتؤتي الزكاة وتصوم رمضان وتحج البيت إن استطعت إليه سبيلا.
To establish the prayer and to pay the zakat and the fasting of Ramadan and to perform the Hajj for whoever has the ability to do so.
فقال صدقت.
So he said, you have spoken the truth.
يقول عمر فعجبنا له يسأله ويصدقه.
So Umar, he stated, this is something that is amazing. He's asking a question and he gives the answer.
هم لا يعلموا أن هذا جبريل عليه السلام.
They didn't know that this was جبريل عليه السلام.
ثم قال أخبرني ما الإيمان.
Then he said, inform me, what is إيمان, faith.
فقال الإيمان أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر والقدر خير وشر من الله تعالى.
So he said that iman is to, صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said that iman is to believe in Allah, in the angels, in his books, in his messengers, in the last day, and the qadr, the divine decree, the good and bad thereof.
وهذا الحديث لو حفظه المسلم,
in this hadith, if a Muslim were to memorize it,
يعرف فيه حينئذ أركان الإسلام وأركان الإيمان.
He will know the pillars of Islam and the pillars of Iman.
خاصة أنتم في هذه البلاد.
Specifically, particularly you all here in this country.
تتعرضون كثيرا للسؤال.
تواجهون
كثير من الأسئلة.
You all pose many questions. You all put forth many. Huh? نعم. You're the ones that are receiving a lot of questions from the people.
فقد يراك أحد.
So when a person sees you, someone sees you,
على هيئة إسلامية بلباسك بلحيتك,
they see you that you look like a Muslim with your clothing and your beard and the likes.
يقول ما هذا اللباس وما هذه الهيئة.
So they say, what is this clothing? What is this? How are you looking like this?
في الحقيقة ينبغي أن تتعلم.
So it's appropriate, it's befitting here that you learn.
وتكون جاهزا للإجابة.
And that you be prepared to answer.
فتعرف ما هو الإسلام.
So you know, so that you know what Islam is.
فمن المؤسف جدا.
فمن
من المؤسف جدا.
And it's something that's very sad.
أن كثير من المسلمين وليس بعضهم.
That many of the Muslims, we don't say some of them.
لو سئل عن الإسلام ما يعرف كيف يتكلم ولا كيف يشرح ما هو الإسلام.
If you ask them what is Islam, they don't know how to explain it and explain, tell you what Islam is.
ولا يعرف أركان الإسلام ولا أركان الإيمان.
They don't know the pillars of Islam and the pillars of Iman.
والذي يؤسف أكثر من ذلك.
والذي
يؤسف أكثر.
And in that which is even worse and more sad, more sorry than this,
أنه قد يكون متعلما ومثقفا,
that he may be one who learns and is educated,
ويحمل شهادات عالية,
and he has high levels of degrees in diplomacy.
لكنه وهو مسلم للأسف لا يعرف ما هو الإسلام.
But he's a Muslim. We're sorry to say he doesn't know what Islam is.
ولا كيف يعرف الإسلام للآخرين.
He doesn't know how to explain Islam to others.
بينما جبريل عليه السلام نزل على صورة رجل.
While Jibril عليه السلام, he descended in the form of a man.
جاء يسأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى يعلم الناس الدين.
He came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم asking these questions so that the people can learn, be taught the religion.
وهذا حديث عظيم جدا.
And this is a very tremendous hadith.
اجتمع فيه جبريل عليه السلام أفضل الملائكة.
And in this hadith, who's mentioned in it, who's mentioned as Jibril, the most virtuous of the angels.
برسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أفضل الرسل.
And he's here with the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, the most virtuous of all the messengers.
أفضل رسل الملائكة, أفضل رسول في الملائكة مع أفضل رسول من البشر.
The most virtuous messenger from amongst the angels here is with the most virtuous messenger from amongst mankind.
حتى يعلموننا ديننا.
So that we can learn our religion.
ثم سألوا سؤالا ثالث.
Then a third question was asked.
قال ما الإحسان.
What is إحسان.
فقال الإحسان أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه. فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك.
And he stated that إحسان is to worship Allah as though you see Him. And if you're not able to do that, then know that He sees you.
ثم قال أخبرني متى الساعة.
Then he said, inform me of when the hour will occur.
فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام.
So he عليه الصلاة والسلام stated.
ساعة القيامة.
No.
فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام ما المسؤول عنها بأعلم من السائل؟ يعني أنا وإياك في هذا السؤال عن الساعة سواء لا نعلم لا يعلمه إلا الله.
And he stated here that the one being the he stated here that the one questioning doesn't know more than the questioner. That the both of them they don't know.
ثم قرأ عليه إن الله عنده علم الساعة.
And then he recited to him that the knowledge of the hour is with Allah.
قال أخبرني عن أماراتها عن علاماتها.
He said inform me about its signs.
فعلمه بعض الشيء عن ذلك فقال أن تلد الأمة ربتها. إن المملوكة تلد نعم الأمة تلد من يقودها ويكون سيدة وتكون سيدة عليها.
نعم. Then he said inform me about some of his signs and he informed me of some of his signs and he said that one of his signs is when the slave will give birth to its master.
وأن ترى الحفاة الذين لا يلبسون النعال العراة الذين ليس عليهم لباس إلا قليل رعاة الشاة الذين يرعون الغنم يتطاولون في البنيان يتحدون كل واحد يبني بنيان أعلى من الآخر.
And when you see it, and he stated that from the signs is when you see the barefoot shepherds that have little clothing on competing with one another in the construction of edifices of buildings.
ثم صرف الرجل.
And then the man he departed.
فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم ادعوه لي.
And the Prophet ﷺ said, "Wadhuhu,
nadu."
He said, "Call him to me."
فَمَا وَجَدُوهُ.
And they couldn't find him.
فَقَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ يَا عُمَرَ تَدْرِي مَنِ السَّائِلُ.
So the Prophet ﷺ said to Umar, "Do you know who the questioner was?"
قَالَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَعْلَمُ.
He said, "Allah and His Messenger knows best."
قَالَ هَذَا جِبْرِيلُ أَتَاكُمْ يُعَلِّمُكُمْ دِينَكُمْ.
He said, "This is Jibril. He came to you to teach you all your religion."
انظروا إلى أهمية تعليم الدين.
Look at the importance of learning the religion here.
نزل جبريل عليه السلام أفضل الملائكة.
جبريل عليه السلام he descended the most virtuous of the angels.
تبع بمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أفضل الرسل.
And he came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم the most virtuous of all the messengers.
ليجري بينهم هذه الأسئلة ليتعلم المسلمون دينهم.
So that these questions and answers could be exchanged between them so that we could learn our religion.
بل هذه عناية من الله تبارك وتعالى بعباده.
And this is showing Allah's great care for His servants.
وهذا من رحمته بهم وهو جل وعلا عنهم غني.
And this is showing Allah's mercy for them while He in fact is in no need of them.
الإيمان بالله.
Having iman, faith in Allah.
هذا أول أركان الإيمان.
This is the first pillar of iman.
وهو أعظمه وأجلها.
And it is the greatest, the most noblest of them.
وهو أصلها وما بعده يتفرع عنه.
And it is the foundation of it, and all the rest they sprout off, they branch off from it.
ويقتضي الإيمان بالله.
ويقتضي.
يقتضي الإيمان بالله.
And this iman in Allah it requires, it entails.
أن نؤمن بأن الله موجود.
That we believe that Allah exists.
وأن الله عز وجل هو الرب الخالق المالك المدبر.
And that we believe that Allah is the Rabb, the Lord, the Creator, the King and the Owner, and the one who disposes all the affairs of the universe.
وأن هو الإله الحق الذي يستحق العبادة وحده لا شريك.
And that He is the deity in truth alone by Himself, and He deserves all worship alone by Himself without any partner.
وأن نؤمن بأن لله الأسماء الحسنى والصفات العلى.
And we believe that Allah has beautiful names and lofty attributes.
التي تليق به ولا تماثل صفات المخلوقين.
That are befitting to him. ولا
تماثل صفات المخلوقين.
That he has these attributes that are befitting to him, and they are not, they don't resemble the attributes of the creation.
إذا الإيمان بالله يقتضي كم أمر؟ يقتضي أربعة أمور.
So iman in Allah, having faith in Allah, it entails four matters.
الإيمان بوجوده.
Believing in His existence.
الإيمان بربوبيته.
Believing in His ربوبية, His lordship.
الإيمان بألوهيته.
Believing in His ألوهية, His worship, His divinity.
الإيمان بأسمائه وصفاته.
And believing in His names and attributes.
من لم يؤمن بهذه كلها.
Whoever doesn't believe in all of these.
فليس بمؤمن.
Then he's not a mu'min, he's not a believer.
لو آمن أحد بأن الله موجود.
If a person were to believe that Allah exists.
وأن الله هو الخالق.
And he believes that Allah is the creator.
لكن لم يؤمن بأن الله يستحق العبادة وحده.
But he doesn't believe that Allah deserves all worship alone by himself.
فهذا ليس بمؤمن.
Then this person is not a mu'min, not a believer.
حتى يؤمن بها كلها.
Until he believes in all of them in entirety.
أن الله موجود وخالق وأن الله الإله الحق المعبود بحق وأن له الأسماء الحسنى والصفات العلى.
So he has to believe that Allah exists. He has to believe that Allah is the creator. He has to believe that Allah deserves all worship alone by himself. He has to believe in his beautiful names and lofty attributes.
وقد تقدم الكلام في الدرس الأول.
And we in the The speech on this has preceded in the first lesson.
عن الربوبية والألوهية والأسماء والصفات.
When we spoke about ربوبية, lordship, ألوهية, worship in أسماء وصفات, his names and attributes.
ومن فاته ذلك.
And whoever has missed this,
فبإمكانه أن يرجع إلى التسجيل.
Then you should return back to the recordings.
الركن الثاني الإيمان بملائكة الرحمن.
And the second. A pillar of Iman here is belief in the angels of Ar-Rahman.
نؤمن بأن الله عز وجل له ملائكة خلقهم من نور.
So we believe that Allah has angels that He created from nur, from light.
عباد مكرمون لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون.
So they are servants that are near to Him.
Huh?
Servants that are near to Him, they do whatever they are ordered and they never disobey Him.
وهؤلاء الملائكة الكرام خلقهم الله لعبادته.
And these noble angels, Allah has created them so that for them to worship Him.
ليس منهم مؤمن وكافر بل كلهم مؤمنون.
And they don't have believers and disbelievers amongst them, but all of them are مؤمنون. All of them are believers.
يسبحون الله تسبيح بالليل والنهار.
And they glorify Allah in the day, all day and all night.
لا يفترون لا يصيبهم فتور وتعب.
And they never tire out or get weak, become fatigued.
ولا يسأمون يعني لا يتمللون وإنما مستمرون بغير تعب ولا ملل.
And they never become bored. They do this continually without getting tired and without becoming bored.
وهم عدد كبير لا يحصيهم إلا الله عز وجل.
And they are a large number of them, and none knows the exact number except Allah عز وجل.
حتى قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
To the point that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated.
أطت السماء وحق لها أن تألق. يعني ثقلت السماء بالملائكة ويحق لها ذلك.
And that the heavens, they're like weighted down by the angels, and this is proper, this is correct for this to be the case.
ما من موضع أربع أصابع إلا ملك قائم لله قائم أو ساجد لله تعالى.
There is no space the width of your fingers except that on that space is the angel standing or prostrating to Allah عز وجل.
ويقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن البيت المعمور في السماء وهو بيت مثل الكعبة في الأرض.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has stated about the Bayt al-Ma'mur, the house that is like the Kaaba, but it's up in the heavens.
يصلي فيه أو يطوف به في كل يوم 70,000 ملك.
That there are 70,000 angels that come to it every day to worship in it.
لا يعودون على آخرهم.
And they never.
لا يرجعوا مرة أخرى. كل يوم 70,000 ولا يرجعوا مرة أخرى.
And they never come back to it. Every day 70,000 go to worship in it, and after leaving never come back to it.
فالملائكة عباد الله كثير.
So the angels or servants of Allah, they are very many.
لا تظن يا عبد الله أنك أنت تعبد الله وحدك.
So you, a servant of Allah, don't think that you're worshiping Allah just alone by yourself.
أو أن الله عز بحاجة إلى عبادتك.
Or that Allah is in need of your worship.
فعباد الله سواك كثير جدا.
فعباد
الله سواك كثير جدا.
So the worshipers of Allah, other than you, they are many, very many.
هؤلاء الملائكة ذو أجنحة لهم أجنحة.
So these angels, they have wings.
مثنى وثلاث ورباع.
They have two and three and four.
يزيد في الخلق ما يشاء. يزيد الله في الخلق ما يشاء.
Allah increases in the creation however He wills.
وجبريل عليه السلام له 600 جناح.
And Jibril عليه السلام, he has 600 wings.
الجناح الواحد قد سد الأفق, يعني يسد المشرق أو المغرب. الجناح الواحد.
And one of his wings, it takes up the entire of the horizon from the east to the west.
فهو مخلوق عظيم.
So he is a great, superb creation of Allah.
وحملة العرش قد حدثنا عنهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. حملة العرش, عرش الرحمن.
And those who carry Allah's thrones, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he has informed us about those who carry Allah's throne.
وقد أخبرنا الله عز وجل في القرآن أنهم ثمانية وأحمل عرش ربك فوقهم يومئذ ثمانية.
And Allah عز وجل, he's mentioned that they are eight. And he mentioned in his book that those who carry it, that they are eight.
يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما بين الشح جحمة أذن أحدهم وعاتقه مسيرة 700 عام.
And the Prophet ﷺ has informed that between one of their earlobes and their shoulder is a distance of 700 years.
هذه المسافة عند الواحد منهم مسيرة 700 عام. فهو خلق عظيم.
So this distance between one of them, between their earlobe and just their shoulder, this between the two is 700 years. So they are an astonishing great creation.
فالإيمان بالملائكة يقتضي أن نؤمن بأنهم ملائكة موجودون.
So having this iman, faith in the angels, we have to believe that they exist.
حتى لو لم نراهم فإننا نؤمن بأنهم موجودون.
Even if we can't see them, we still believe that they are there, that they exist.
ونؤمن باسم من علمنا منهم اسمه. and we believe in the names of them who we have been taught what their names are.
منهم جبريل عليه السلام.
And from them is جبريل عليه السلام.
وميكائيل عليه السلام.
And ميكائيل عليه السلام.
وإسرافيل عليه السلام.
And إسرافيل عليه السلام.
ومالك عليه السلام.
And مالك عليه السلام.
فما علمنا منهم اسما آمنا باسمه.
So those who we have learned what their names are, we believe in them with by their name.
ونؤمن بما علمنا من وظائفهم.
ونؤمن
بما علمنا عنهم من وظائفهم.
And we believe and we have been informed of their occupations.
فمنهم من ينزل بالوحي وهو جبريل عليه السلام.
So from them are those who bring revelation down, and it is جبريل عليه السلام.
ومنهم موكل بالقطر والنبات وهو ميكائيل عليه السلام.
And from them are those who are responsible for the rain and herbage and vegetation. He's ميكائيل عليه السلام.
ومنهم ينفخ في الصور إعلان قيام القيامة.
And from them is the one who blows into the horn that will signify يوم القيامة, the day of resurrection.
ومنهم يقبض الأرواح.
And from them are those who take the souls.
ومنهم خزنة للجنة ومنهم خزنة للنار.
And from them are خزنة للجنة. And from them are خزنة guards. And from them are guards of the Jannah and guards of the fire of hell.
ومنهم يكتبون الحسنات والسيئات.
And from them are those who write down the good deeds and the bad deeds.
ومنهم ينزلون يحفظون المؤمنين وينصرونهم في القتال.
And from them are those who aid it, they safeguard and aid and assist the Muslims in when they're fighting.
ومنهم يحضرون المجالس الذكر والصلوات.
And from them are those who attend the circles of remembrance and
ذكر what?
In the prayers, in the masajid.
ومنهم يستغفرون ويدعون للمسلمين.
And from them are those who seek forgiveness for the Muslims.
فكل من علمنا منهم أنه له وظيفة نؤمن بذلك على سبيل الإجمال والتفصيل مما علمنا من عنهم من التفصيل.
So all of them who have certain occupations, we believe in their occupations, and we believe in all the general affairs of them and the details of their affairs as well.
هذا الخلق العظيم الملائكة.
So this tremendous creation of Allah, the angels.
ليس لهم من خصائص الربوبية والألوهية شيء.
They don't have any rights over ربوبية, lordship or ألوهية, worship. No rights over these things at all.
فهم عباد لله تبارك وتعالى.
So they are servants of Allah تبارك وتعالى.
لا يعلمون الغيب.
They don't know the unseen.
ولا يستحقون العبادة.
And is not, they don't deserve to be worshipped.
وقد كذب أعداء الله من المشركين أن لما قالوا إنهم بنات الله.
And the enemies of Allah from the mushrikeen, they lied when they stated that they are the angels, they are the daughters of Allah.
وقالوا عنهم إناثا.
And they say that they are إناثا, that they're of the female gender.
فلا يجوز أن نقول عنهم إناث.
And it's not permissible to say that they are enough of the female gender.
فماذا نقول عنهم؟ هل نقول عنهم ذكور؟
So what do we say about them? Do we say that they are ذكور, that they are of the male gender?
إناث لا نقول عنهم إناث. نقول عنهم ذكور.
So we know that we don't say that they are of the female gender. Do we say that they are of the male gender?
هم خلق مستقل لا ذكور ولا إناث.
So they are a creation of Allah. They're not of the male or female gender.
ولا يتكاثرون ولا يتزوجون.
So they don't marry, they don't have spouses and the likes.
هل يأكلون ويشربون?
Do they eat and drink?
من يعرف?
Who knows?
ثاني واحد الصغير.
The young one.
لا يأكل ولا يشربون?
He says they don't.
إذن يجوعون.
Then he said they're going to become hungry.
لا يأكل ولا يشربون?
So they don't eat and drink?
ولا يجوعون.
And they don't become hungry.
ما الذي? الله أعلم. لا يأكل ولا يشربون أو قل الله أعلم. الله أعلم زين الله أعلم.
This is good.
يأكلون ويشربون أو الله أعلم أو لا يأكلون ولا يشربون.
Say, do they eat and drink, or do we say we don't know, or they don't eat and drink?
الملائكة.
Do the angels.
هل يأكلون ويشربون?
Do they eat and drink?
أو لا يأكلون ولا يشربون?
Or they don't eat and drink?
أو الله أعلم بهم.
Or Allah knows best concerning their affair.
أبا حمزة. لا يأكلون ولا يشربون. كيف عرفت ذلك?
They don't eat and drink. How do you know that?
نعم. عند إبراهيم عليه السلام. إبراهيم ليس لوط. إبراهيم ولا لوط? إلى إبراهيم عليه السلام.
إبراهيم عليه
السلام. أي. طيب. القصة الآن عند إبراهيم عليه السلام في الأكل والشرب. عجلا سمينا.
نعم. جاءوا على صورة هيئة أضياف على صورة رجال.
They came into to Ibrahim in the form of men.
فقدم لهم عجلا سمينا.
So he gave them he put forth to them a large spread.
فرأى أيديهم لا تصل إليه ما يأكلون.
And he saw that they weren't reaching in their hands with to eat it.
فقال ما لا تأكلون.
So he said to them, do you all not eat?
فأخبروه بأنهم رسل رب العالمين.
So they informed him that they are messengers from their Lord, the Lord of all in existence.
فهم لا يأكلون ولا يشربون.
So they don't eat nor do they drink.
خلق عظيم لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون.
They are a tremendous creation of Allah. They don't disobey Allah and they do whatever they are ordered.
الركن السادس الإيمان بكتب الله عز وجل. الكتب هي التي تكلم الله بها وأنزلها على رسوله.
And the third pillar of iman here is belief in his books, believing in those books that Allah descended down from the heavens and that Allah descended down from the heavens and spoke therein.
وقد أنزل الله عز وجل مع كل رسول كتابا.
And with every messenger, Allah revealed a book. He gave a book to him.
فنؤمن بوجود هذه الكتب.
So we believe in the existence of these books.
ونؤمن باسم ما علمنا منها اسمه.
And the name that we know of them, we believe in them by their names.
وعلى من نزلت.
And also to whom they were revealed to.
وإنما أنزله الله عز هدى ونور ورحمة.
And Allah revealed to him as a guidance and light and mercy.
لكن كلها كتب مؤقتة.
But all of them are books. All of them are books that are for a temporary period of time.
وتعرضت للتحريف.
And they could be altered.
إلا القرآن جعل الله خالدا.
Except for the Quran, Allah has made it everlasting.
وتكفل بحفظه.
And he himself taken upon himself to preserve and safeguard it.
فالكتب نؤمن بأنها موجودة ونؤمن بأسمائها وعلى من نزلت.
So the books we believe in them, we believe in their names and believe in who they were revealed to.
وإنها كلام الله عز وجل تكلم بها.
And it is speech of Allah عز وجل and he speaks therein.
الركن الرابع الإيمان بالرسل.
The fourth pillar it is belief, iman in the messengers.
والرسل بشر رجال.
And the messengers they are men.
اصطفاهم الله واختارهم.
Allah is the one that chose them.
ليكونوا واسطة تبليغ.
So that they could be a medium through which he conveys to us.
واسطة تبليغ بين الله عز وجل وبين عباده.
It is the medium between which Allah conveys to his servants.
كلهم من البشر ليس فيهم من الجن.
All of them are from mankind. None of them are from amongst the jinn.
وكلهم رجال ليس فيهم نساء.
And all of them are men. There are no women amongst them.
وكلهم اختارهم الله اختيارا واصطفاهم.
And all of them were chosen by Allah. He is the one that chose them.
ليس لهم خصائص ربوبية ولا ألوهية شيء.
And they don't have any rights over ربوبية or ألوهية at all.
إنما هم بشر لكن الله أوحى إليهم وعلمهم.
They are men, but Allah revealed revelation to them.
نؤمن بوجودهم.
We believe in their existence.
وباسم من علمنا منهم اسمه.
And we believe in the names who we have learned who their names are.
وسيأتي الكلام على بعضهم.
And we're going to speak specifically about some of them.
الركن السادس الإيمان باليوم الآخر.
And the
خامس الإيمان باليوم الآخر.
And the fifth pillar of iman is belief in the last day.
وهو يوم القيامة.
And it is the day of resurrection.
يوم البعث والنشور. يبعث الله عز وجل ويحشر الناس.
It is the day that people will be resurrected and they will all be gathered together.
يوم القيامة يوم يقوم الناس لرب العالمين.
The day of resurrection is the day that everyone will stand to Allah عز وجل.
سمي اليوم الآخر.
It is named the last day.
لأن هو آخر أيام آخر أيام الدنيا أو آخر ليلة في الدنيا صبيحتها يوم القيامة.
That it is named the last day because it is the last day in this dunya or this night is going to be the last time that's going to be in the life of this world.
أو اليوم الآخر الذي ليس بعده يوم من أيام الدنيا.
Or it's the last day that this day there is no days after it in the life of this world.
وله أسماء كثيرة.
And it has many names.
لكثرة ما سيقع في هذا اليوم.
Due to the abundance, the plethora of things that are going to occur on this day.
سماه الله عز وجل الطامة.
Allah has called it
الطامة.
الطامة.
أذكر أسماء بعض.
نعم.
سماه الطامة والواقعة والقارعة. وسماه يوم الحشر ويوم النشور ويوم البعث واليوم الآخر. فسماه بأسماء لكثرة ما يقع فيه من الحوادث.
And it is called these names. It has so many names due to the plethora of events that are going to occur during that day.
يدخل في الإيمان باليوم الآخر.
And included inside a belief in the last day.
علامات يوم القيامة الصغرى والكبرى.
علامات
علامات يوم القيامة الصغرى والكبرى.
The signs. And also including in this are the signs of the last day, the major minor signs of the last day.
كطلوع الشمس من مغربها,
such as the sun rising from the west.
وخروج الدجال,
and the Dajjal, the Antichrist emerging.
ونزول عيسى ابن مريم عليه السلام,
and عيسى عليه السلام descending.
وخروج يأجوج ومأجوج,
and يأجوج ومأجوج, Gog and Magog emerging.
وخروج الدابة,
and the beast emerging.
وغير ذلك مما ذكر في كتب العقائد,
and other than that from those things that are mentioned in the books of Aqidah, Creed and Belief.
وهي العلامات التي تكون قبيل يوم القيامة,
and these are the signs that are going to occur just before the day of resurrection.
فالإيمان بهذه العلامات يعتبر من الإيمان باليوم الآخر.
So believing in these signs also is included in believing in the last day.
ويدخل في الإيمان باليوم الآخر,
and also included in iman in the last day,
ما يحصل في القبر من الفتنة,
what is going to occur in the graves of fitna, trial and tribulation.
وهو سؤال الملكين, من ربك, ما دينك, من نبيك,
and it is a question of the two angels, who is your Lord, what is your religion, who is your prophet.
ويدخل في الإيمان باليوم الآخر,
and also included in the iman in the last day,
ما في القبر من عذاب ونعيم,
what occurs in the grave of punishment and reward.
ويدخل في اليوم الآخر,
and also included in the last day, belief in the last day,
الإيمان بأن الله يبعث من في القبور,
believing that Allah will resurrect those that are in the graves.
ويحشرهم جميعا,
and he will gather all of them together.
ويدخل فيه الإيمان بالشفاعة,
and
والشفاعة هي التوسط للغير.
In this day there's going to be a شفاعة, and believing in the intercession.
وهي أنواع,
and they are different types.
لا يسع الآن لذكر أنواعها,
that we're not able to mention them now.
لكن هناك شفاعة عظمى لنبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
But the greatest type of شفاعة is for our Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
يتخلى عنها جميع الرسل,
that none of the other messengers will have this right.
حتى تنتهي إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيقول أنا لها.
The people will go through all the messengers trying to seek this شفاعة intercession until they get to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he will say that أنا لها, it's for me.
ويشفع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم للناس حتى يبدأ الله عز وجل في فصل القضاء بينهم.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is going to intercede for the people until Allah grants the intercession for these people.
وتدنو الشمس على رؤوس العباد,
and the sun is going to come near to the servants.
ويظل الله في عرشه من يشاء يوم لا ظل إلا ظله,
and those who will be shaded under the throne of Allah will be whoever Allah wills to be shaded under His throne.
ويحاسب الله العباد على أعمالهم,
and Allah will take the people to account for their actions, for their deeds.
وتتطاير الصحف والكتب,
and the books and the people's records will be gathered.
فآخذ كتابه بيمينه,
so a person will take his book by his right hand.
وآخذ كتابه بشماله,
and another one will take a book with his left.
من وراء ظهره,
from behind his back.
فيحاسبهم الله تبارك وتعالى,
so Allah تعالى will take him to account.
ويضع الموازين, موازين توزن بها الأعمال,
and their deeds will be weighed on scales.
فلا تظلم نفس مثقال ذرة,
so no one will be oppressed that day to the extent of an atom's weight.
ويدخل بالإيمان اليوم الآخر الحوض, وهو مكان تجمع الماء.
And also included in the belief in the last day is the hold, the pond.
ولكل نبي حوض,
and every prophet has a hold, a pond.
ولنبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم حوض عظيم,
and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has an expansive, a tremendous hold, pond.
طوله شهر وعرضه شهر,
this is its length and its width is the distance of a month.
لونه كاللبن,
its color is like milk.
وطعمه كالعسل,
and its taste is sweeter than honey.
وآنيته كنجوم السماء حسنا وعددا,
and the number of the vessels therein are like the numbers of the stars, as a beautification of it.
من شرب منه شربة لم يضمع بعدها أبدا, لا يعطش بعدها أبدا.
So whoever drinks from it one time will never become thirsty thereafter.
نسأل الله أن يسقينا منه,
we ask Allah عز وجل to allow us to drink from it.
آمين. وفي هذا اليوم أيضا الصراط,
and on
وهو الطريق المضروب على أرض جهنم.
And on this day as well, there will be the Sirat, the bridge that is over the Jahannam, the fire of hell.
يمر الناس عليه على قدر أعمالهم,
and the people will traverse upon it in accordance with their deeds that they performed in this life.
وعليه كلاليب تخطف الناس,
and there are hooks on it that reach out for the people.
فمنهم من يمر عليه كالبرق,
and there are from them the people that will go like like the barak, like the like a flash of lightning.
ومنهم من يمر كالريح المرسلة السريعة.
And from them are those that will move on it like a fast wind.
ومنهم كأجود الخيل سريعا كالخيل.
And on them are those who will move on it as though they're traveling on a fast horse.
ومنهم من يمشي عليه مشيا.
And from them are those who will traverse upon it as though they are walking.
ومنهم من يحب حبوا على يديه ورجليه.
And on them will be people that will be crawling on their hands and their knees.
وهذه الكلاليب تخطف الناس على حسب أعمالهم.
These razors that are on it that are reaching for the people, they will scratch them according or hit, strike them according to their deeds.
فمنهم من لا تصيبه الكلاليب.
So from them are those who won't be struck by them.
ومنهم من تصيبه ولكن ينجو.
And from them are those that will be struck by them, but he will be saved. He will be able to get across.
ومنهم من تصيبه الكلاليب فتلقيه في النار.
And from them are those who will be grasped by these hooks and he will fall into the fire of hell.
حتى إذا تجاوز الصراط
until they cross over the Sirat, this bridge,
حبسوا على قنطرة قنطرة الممر كالممر اللي يكون فوق الماء
القنطرة huh? Bridge until they get to the bridge that's on the other side of it.
فيخرج الله ما في قلوبهم من أهل الجنة من غل على بعضهم.
So Allah will remove any detestation that they have for them.
ثم يدخلون الجنة.
And then after that they will enter into the Jannah, the paradise.
يتقدمهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And in the forefront of them will be the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
يأخذ حلقة الباب ويطرق الباب.
He's going to go to the door and he's going to knock onto the door.
فتقول خزنة الجنة من؟
So the guardian that gate in the Jannah is going to say, who is it?
فيقول محمد.
And he's going to say Muhammad.
فيقولون بك أمرنا ألا نفتح لأحد قبلك.
And he will say, we be ordered that we don't open this door for anyone other than you.
فيدخل أهل الجنة الجنة.
So the people of Jannah will enter into the Jannah, the paradise.
ويتمتعون فيها.
And they will partake in his joys.
فيها ما لا عين رأت.
And those things in it are things that eye has never seen.
ولا أذن سمعت.
And the ear has never heard.
ولا خطر على قلب بشر.
And there will be no خطر no danger will be no خطر. Huh? نعم. In those things that no one has ever imagined. نعم.
يحيون فيها فلا يموتون.
So they will live therein and they won't die.
ويتنعمون فيها فلا يسأمون لا يملون منها.
And they will be blessed therein. Bounties will be bestowed upon them and they won't become bored with them.
يأكلون ويشربون ولا يبولون ولا يتغوص.
So they will eat and drink therein and then they will never urinate or defecate.
يخرج من أجسادهم طعامهم وشرابهم كالرشح كالعرق أطيب من رائحة المسك.
And they will eat and drink therein, and the smell of their sweat will be better than the fragrance of musk.
يحلوا عليهم رضوان الله فلا يسخط عليهم أبدا.
So this will be, these pleasures will be opened up for them, and it will never end.
يرون الله عز وجل فما أعطوا نعيما أعظم من النظر إلى الله عز وجل.
So they will see Allah عز وجل, and they won't be given anything that is better to them than seeing Allah عز وجل.
يحيون فيها فلا يموتون.
So they will live there and they will never die.
يشبون فيها فلا يهرمون. يعيشون شبابا فلا يكبرون.
So they will be a youth therein, and they will never become elderly.
وأما أهل النار,
as for the people of the fire of hell,
فمنهم العصاة,
from them are sinners,
الذين شاء الله أن يعذبهم,
that Allah will to punish them,
بسبب معاصيهم,
due to their sins,
فيعذبون إلى أمد, ثم يكون مصيرهم للجنة إلى الأبد.
So they will be punished therein for a period of time, and then they will be allowed into the paradise forever, eternally.
وأما أهلها المخلدون فيها,
as for the people that will dwell therein forever,
فيخلدون فيها والعياذ بالله خلودا أبديا.
So they will dwell therein, and we see Allah's refuge. They will dwell therein forever, eternally.
لا يقبى عليهم فيموتوا.
They won't be allowed to die.
ولا يخفف عليهم من عذابها.
Nor will their punishment be decreased.
كلما أرادوا أن يخرجوا منها أعيدوا فيها.
Every time they want to try to come out of it, they will be caused into back into it.
وقيلهم ذوقوا عذاب النار الذي كنتم به تكذبون.
And it will be said to them, taste the torment of the fire that you all used to disbelieve in.
كلما نضجت جلودهم بدلناهم جلودا غيرها ليذوقوا العذاب.
So every time that their skins burn off, they will be granted new skin to burn again.
تعظم في النار أجسادهم. تعظم في النار أجسادهم.
Now their bodies will be made larger therein.
كما جاء في الحديث الصحيح.
As it's come in the authentic hadith.
أن مقعد الكافر في جهنم.
That the seat of the kafir in the fire of hell.
كما بين مكة والمدينة.
Is like the distance between Mecca and Medina.
وأن برص الكافر في جهنم.
Burs. In the tooth of the kafir in the fire of hell.
كجبل أحد.
Is like the size of Mount Uhud.
وأنهم يبكون بكاء طويلا.
And they will cry for a long period of time.
فتجري دموعهم.
And their tears will flow.
لو أجريت الشهم في دموعهم لجرت.
And that to the point their tears will flow so much that if a boat was placed on it, it would be able to sail on it.
يلوم بعضهم بعضا.
They will be blaming one another.
ويلعن بعضهم بعضا.
They will be cursing one another.
فيها من الحسرة والعذاب ما الله به عليم.
And in it is torment and the punishment that only Allah truly knows the
extent. فنسأل الله الجنة.
So we ask Allah for Jannah, for the paradise.
ما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل.
And
أو عمل. نسأل الله الجنة وما قرب إليها من العمل.
And we ask Allah for the paradise and to do those actions. And to do those actions that allow us to get near to it.
ونعوذ بالله من النار.
And seek refuge in the fire of hell.
وما دل عليها من قول أو عمل.
And any action, any statement of action that will lead towards it.
وفي الحديث الصحيح.
And in the authentic hadith,
قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has stated,
ما سأل أحد الله الجنة ثلاثا إلا قالت الجنة اللهم أدخله الجنة. ما سأل أحد الله الجنة إلا قالت الجنة. اللهم ادخله الجنة. Hey.
No one will ask for the Jannah except that the Jannah will say to make dua for this person to be entered into the Jannah if he asks for it three times.
وما استعاذ أحد بالله من النار ثلاثا إلا قالت النار اللهم أجره مني.
And there is no one who seeks refuge from the fire of hell three times except that the fire of hell makes dua and says don't allow him to enter into me.
فنسألك اللهم الجنة.
So we ask Allah for all of you, the Jannah, the paradise.
Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-jannah.
Oh Allah, we ask you for the Jannah.
Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-jannah.
Oh Allah, we ask you for the Jannah.
Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min an-nar.
Oh Allah, we seek your refuge from the fire of hell.
Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min an-nar.
Oh Allah, we seek refuge from the fire of hell.
Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min an-nar.
Oh Allah, we seek refuge from the fire of hell.
Alhamdulillah, awwalan wa akhiran, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.